So we continue in our fellowship in chapter 1 of Hebrews. My burden this morning is just very brief, and it's about the Lord's speaking to us. It's a... Thank you. My ear is strange. Yeah, as John brought out in the earlier meeting, this is a very unusual conference/gathering. We don't have a long outline. We brothers were not asked to prepare an outline. And it's good. We just come to God's Word and read the Word and let the Lord speak to us. And I appreciate very much getting into the book of Hebrews again. We will be in the first half of the book of Hebrews for this time. Again, it's good to be reminded that God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets. That's in the old covenant. Today, in these last days, he is speaking to us by his Son. So the challenge I'm experiencing in preparing for this is, Lord, I want to hear your speaking. Because if I don't hear the speaking of the Lord, how am I going to share a message on the Lord's speaking? Yeah. And praise the Lord. Whenever I get into the Word speaks to me. It's very simple, very straightforward. It doesn't need much interpretation and expounding and volumes of books. You know, we used to have them in that room. We got rid of all of them.
Yes. Yeah.
Because we really only need God's Word. Yeah. And in Fountain Valley over these last month or two, we've been in the book of Revelation chapters 2 and 3 regarding our great high priest walking in the midst of the golden lampstands. And it's good for us to be reminded that for this time, our main emphasis, as is pointed out in Hebrews chapter 8, verse 1, what is it? We have a high priest. Yeah. So this high priest is walking today among us in the midst of the golden shining lampstands. Mainly what he is doing is he is speaking. He is speaking to each of the church. And today, the high priest is doing exactly the same with us. We pray that he will speak to us in yes. Fountain Valley, in Vancouver, Toronto. Praise the Lord for the dear saints in South Korea. Yeah, he is walking in our midst, and he is always speaking to us. And his messages to the churches are, in fact, quite brief, you notice.
Right.
Yeah. It doesn't require many chapters. His speaking is very direct, and he is correcting and admonishing and rebuking the churches. And to me, this is my experience of the Lord's speaking to me in the recent years and months. It's not so much to explain to me this and that, but it's to correct me and rebuke me whenever I'm off. Yeah. And his main speaking is, be holy, for I am holy. Yeah. Because the Lord desires a holy priesthood, and he wants a kingdom of priests. So it's good for us to be reminded that our Lord Jesus today is not just our Savior, although we appreciate that he is our Savior. He is not just our Redeemer, although we appreciate he is our wonderful Redeemer who has redeemed us from our sins, but that he is also our great High Priest. Yeah, we are constantly reminded, beginning from chapter 1, that God is speaking to us by his Son. And his Son is the great High Priest. And he is speaking to us very directly, very clearly. Yeah. You know, his speaking to the church in Smyrna, I remember we went through this recently. David says there were only how many verses? I think only 4 verses, right? Yeah. And out of those 4 verses, the first verse is about introduction. And then the last verse is always he who overcomes. So really, there was only 2 verses the Lord spoke to the church in Smyrna. And it's very timely, yeah. Because the church of Smyrna is a suffering church. They've already going through so much difficulties and sufferings. The last thing they need is a long sermon from the Lord. They just need some confirmation and encouragement to go on and persevere, yeah. And this is the way, in my experience, how the Lord speaks to me. And it's very effective. Yeah. So, just as his speaking to the 7 churches, he always says at the end of each of the epistle, he who has an ear. Thank you for fixing this. He who has an ear, let him hear. So in my experience, the problem has not been that the Lord is not speaking. The problem is I am not listening. Yeah. Yeah. You know, when we raise children, this is a common issue the parents experience, right? We tell the children repeatedly, but they are not listening. Yeah. They're distracted. They want to say what they want to say, but they are not listening. And the problem is my heart is wrong. Yeah. So the Lord is speaking to us always. Yeah. Many Christians ask this question, how come I can't hear what the Lord is speaking? The problem is not the Lord is not speaking to you. The problem is you have not been listening to the Lord speaking. And when we don't listen to the Lord speaking, when we disobey the Lord speaking, then eventually we don't hear anymore. Yeah. And this is the danger. And when we don't hear the Lord, then what we do is we turn to the pastors. We turn to others. John, can you give me some advice? I don't know what to do. Yeah. And John's advice is always, go to the Lord. We have this problem where our ears are dull of hearing.
Yeah.
This is in the book of Hebrews, right? We're dull of hearing. Yeah. In the book of Hebrews, many, many times, this verse is repeated. It says, today, if you will hear his voice, right, do not harden your hearts. I appreciate this. Why is this brought up so many times? It's because it's not that the Lord is not speaking to you. It says, today, if you will hear his voice, yeah, do not harden your hearts. The problem is the hardness of our heart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That is why we need to ask the Lord to sanctify us, purify us, purge us of so many things that's occupying our heart. Yeah. Even while we are sitting here, I hope it's not your work that's occupying your heart, or the World Cup, or whatever it is. Yeah. If you will hear his voice, yeah, today. I appreciate this word, today, yeah. Yes, I heard the Lord speaking 20 years ago, 10 years ago, even 5 years ago, but today the Lord is speaking. Yeah. And if you will hear his voice, do not harden your heart. Yes. Yeah, this is a very important verse for all of us, and may the Lord continue to speak to us. And last night, I appreciate Brother Stefan at the end of the prayer meeting read to us in Hebrews chapter 12. He says, this is verse 25. I will just read it to you. It says, see that you do not refuse him who speaks. So Hebrews 1 is God is speaking in his Son. At the end in Hebrews 12 is see that you do not refuse him who speaks.
Amen.
So God is always speaking. Yeah. And his speaking is to prepare us to be the kingdom of priests, because he is our great heavenly high priest. And if we refuse him who speaks, then we will not be able to escape the judgment. Yeah. For if they did not escape who refuse him who spoke on the earth, much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him who speaks from heaven. Yes. Yeah, may the Lord speak to us. May we hear his heavenly calling. And may we be those who cooperate with him. Yeah. And the Lord's speaking today is very real, very present, and he is always reminding us and pointing out to us where we are short. Last week, I think we were in the book of, we were in the epistle of Laodicea, right? And so in the church of Laodicea, the Lord says, he is the Amen. And he is the faithful and true witness. And when he sees the church in Laodicea, the church in Laodicea says they think that they are rich. When they say that, There was no amen from the Lord. They think that they have become wealthy. There's no amen from the Lord. They think that they have in need of nothing. There's no amen from the Lord. That is why it's important we don't say the word amen too quickly. Yeah. Oh, I am rich. No, you're not. I'm wealthy. No, you're not. Yeah. Wretched, miserable, poor, blind, naked. That's the amen. That's what the Lord speaks. Yeah. And so we have so many, all these years of Bible knowledge, we feel like, oh, I'm pretty good. Yeah. I know so many things. But the Lord is saying, no, you need to come and buy from me gold because you are short. Yeah, you're poor. Yeah, yeah, the Lord is very faithful. He is our faithful high priest. He does not want us to remain the way we are. He wants us all to be mature, to be able to bear his burden to be the kingdom of priests. And I do believe that every time when the Lord speaks to us, his words, according to John 6, they are spirit and they are life. Yeah. So if we come to a conference and we obtain knowledge, then it says the letter kills, right? But the Spirit gives life. So when we hear the Lord speaking, it's not necessarily just the positive words, but even the so-called negative verses can be life to us if we take it as from the Lord and repent. Yeah. So I very much appreciated the speaking to the church in Laodicea, even though it's so direct and so exposing, yet when I listened to this and I let it inscribe in my heart and in my mind, and I repent, I don't harden my heart, I receive help. And yeah. So many of the forefathers who have gone before us, and this is listed in Hebrews chapter 11, they all heard the Lord speaking. And they obey the Lord speaking. And then they got the reward. And so we need to follow this example and ask the Lord to be merciful to us. Yeah. And let the Lord speak to us from his word. Yeah. The Lord is always speaking. We just need to be those who can hear his speaking. So may the Lord give us all an ear to Amen. Hear his speaking. Yeah. And he speaks to us from his word very simply and very directly. And it doesn't require many spiritual books to explain what is in the Bible. If we just read them, and I testified this in my teenage years. I was in junior high school, yeah, like Troy Ryan's age. I read the Word, and I fell in love with the Word. The Word spoke to me, and I was completely captured by the Lord. I didn't have a high school degree, didn't have a college degree. You don't really need that. You just have to come with a pure heart. Yeah.
Amen.
And 1 Peter says, as newborn babes, desiring the pure milk of the Word. And that was my experience. And it could be all of your experience, yeah, if you would just come to the Word and read it in a prayerful way. Not to read to understand like your textbook, but to read it in a way of life. And if you do so, the Lord will speak to you and he will supply you. And you will begin to hear the Lord speaks to you all the time. And he will tell me, don't go there. Or speak to this person. Yeah. And I would say, amen, Lord, I obey. Yeah. And if the more we obey the Lord speaking, the more we will hear the Lord speaking. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then his speaking becomes so clear and he will direct our path.
Amen.
Yeah. Praise the Lord for such a wonderful book of Hebrews. And may we really come to the Lord with an open heart and ask the Lord to speak to us. He is faithful, and he will surely speak to us. Amen.
Lord, speak to us that we may hear your voice. Amen. Yeah, we don't want to be hard of hearing, but we want to hear what you are speaking to.
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is speaking. Yes, we pray, Lord, that we can all be those who hear your speaking.
Amen.
Yes, so we thank you, came as our sin offering, to release us from the law of sin and death, to release us from all our sins of presumptuousness, to save us from having a hardened heart, an evil heart of disbelief. Lord, bring us deeper into this experience that we may hear your speaking. Your speaking would be so clear to us, that our ears would be home to hear your voice alone. Amen.
Continue, Lord, to sanctify our ears, Lord.
Yes. Lord Jesus,
yes. We want to hear your voice today.
Amen.
Yes, Lord, make our hearts true to you.
Yes. Amen.
And to have an ear to hear what you say.
Amen.
Yes, Father, we pray that you always give us good hearing, but more especially obedience.
Yeah.
Amen.
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 Amen. Yes, we pray, Lord, bind everything that prevents us from having an ear to hear what your Spirit is speaking to me.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. I was just thinking about also that when the Lord speaks, we often lack to know who he is who speaks to me. In a sense that, you know, that Aaron, if you talk to me or I talk to you, maybe not as important what we speak, right? But he is appointed heir of all things. Aaron, are you heir of all things? Appointed? No. Everything was made through you? No. You are the brightness of his glory? Of God's glory? No. So, not as important when he speaks to me, Aaron, or I talk to you, right? But if he, the Son of God, talks to us, speaks to us, I need to tell myself I better pay attention. Right. Yeah, Lord. Amen. He is not just anyone talking. He knows what we need. and he will speak for our benefit. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Pay attention to what you're saying.
Amen.
To give you the due respect.
Amen. Yes.
And to have the godly fear.
Amen.
We will not neglect your speaking.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, one thing in the preparation for this conference, the question was asked to us when Paul wrote this letter to the Hebrews, and it was sent to the church, or to the Hebrew believers, was there a conference that needed to be given for them to understand the epistle? Actually, for all of the epistles, was there a conference given for the saints to understand the letter to the epistles, to the churches there, even in Revelation chapter 2 and 3, right? And so when it was posed that question to me like that, I said, yeah, then why are we having conferences in that regards? And as is mentioned, yes, it is necessary, of course, to have fellowship. But the real question is, do we hear his son speaking? Not in the conferences, not in the weekly meetings, but every day in our daily life. And then how often do we hear him speak? Right? And so these are the questions that we should ask ourselves. How often do we hear God speaking? And I think one of the most practical things that were brought out is, you know, when we eat the word, I think it's good. We need to learn to eat the word because it is through the word that the Lord will strengthen us and that we will grow by eating his word. But have we ever considered, when we pray with his word, to have the expectation that God speaks to us by his word? I think oftentimes maybe our mindset is, when I pray reading the word, I want to be fed. But have we ever considered, as we pray with the word of God, that is God speaking to us or to me? I'm reminded often, I speak too much to God, even when I pray with his word. Always having to think of how else we can pray the word. And we think of other verses, and we think of so many other ways to pray with the word. But why not just be short and brief and let the word speak to us? And now it makes a lot more sense in this sense of, if you don't hear God speaking, it should be very clear. If we're not reading his word at the very minimum, then we will not hear God speak. This is why there's such an encouragement for all of us to read the word. But even more, now God is speaking. Right? And with what the brothers mentioned, do we have such reverence towards God? Right, we pay attention when our parents speak because, yes, we have our respect for our parents. When our manager speaks, do you listen or do you blow off the manager? Right, there's some respect when the manager is speaking, but what is our view of who God is? Do we have that respect? And if we have that respect, then wouldn't we want then to come and to his word, for him to speak to us directly, right? So I thank the Father for this special time of this gathering. And our prayer is that we all would learn to hear God's speaking through his Son to us daily. Whatever situation we're in, constantly to hear his speaking. And through this, then the Lord can perfect us. Right, this is the pathway to glory. It's through the sufferings the Lord himself endured, and it is through his speaking. And if we hear his speaking, as was said, do not harden our hearts, as in the day of the rebellion. So may the Lord continue to speak to us. Each one of us ask this question. How often is the Lord speaking to us? May he continue to perfect us in this way.
Fellowship.
I was reminded of
what was shared this morning reminded me of a few incidents. There is a new brother came in contact with us and came for some fellowship, and every time he shares something, he would say, my pastor said. And it was a good reminder, yes, not to listen to men, but come to the Lord and listen to the Lord. And maybe we don't say the, you know, my pastor said, but sometimes it's a good reminder that maybe we would say, oh, this brother says, or that sister said. And if we bring it back to the Father, to the Lord, and then, you know, then it would be the Lord spoke to us, and not just one person said. And another incident I was reminded of is there's a new sister. She came to another meeting, and then after the meeting, she asked, how can I know the Bible better? And we just says, read it. And she might be expecting like a Bible study program or something, but after the meeting, I think she realized, wow, everyone was sharing. Everyone had something to say and about from the Word. And so she was like, how can I know the Bible better? And we said, read it. And if you don't understand something, don't try to give meaning to it. Just ask the Lord. And you know, ask him to explain it to you, and just take it as it is. The Lord will show it to you. And of course, you know, we can have fellowship. We can talk about it, but ask him. Just ask him. And then another one that I was reminded of is a sister who received the Lord about a year ago, and she's from Iran. And we share the gospel with her. We share about the kingdom. And what really she got stuck was that she kept asking us, how do I know Jesus is the only way to God? And how do I know God is this God, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? And so we explained the word to her. We share the gospel. So then we were at the point where told her, ask the Lord. Go to Jesus. Tell him you want to know so that he can show you. And praise the Lord, he's faithful. And she received the Lord, she got baptized, and she's, yeah, still in the church. And truly, he is so faithful. And if we ask him, seek him, he will show his glory, he will speak to us in his church. Praise the Lord.